Let me begin by thanking His Royal Highness Prince Laurent for accepting to advocate the cause of sustainable development as FAO Special Ambassador for Forest and Environment. As you know, we just finished our council session last week that encouraged us to center our efforts in implementing what has already been planned during the last 2 years in FAO. In the 2013 FAO conference, our member states, that is your governments, gave their consensus approval to the review strategic framework and the 2014-15 program of work and budget. This sharpened focus allows FAO to better respond to its three global goals. First, eradicate hunger. Second, elimination of rural poverty. And third, sustainable management of natural resources. Forestry is contributing significantly to reaching all our strategic objectives, mainly thanks to our constructive guidance and support during the last COFO section. We look forward to your continued engagement and support. This is important to consolidate the changes that have been made so far and so further strengthen the role of forestry in our future programs. As you will see this week, FAO's new strategic framework adopts an integrated approach of forest and farm management. That integration supports small producers to sustainably increase their production as well as conserving natural resources. One clear example of this is the FAO-hosted Forest and Farm Facility. This week, we will sign an agreement with AgriCorps Network to support this facility. I would also like to emphasize that as a center of excellence, FAO is committed to make available knowledge and best practices to promote the sustainable management of natural resources. One example is the SFM toolbox that will be launched at this section of COFO. The toolbox is an innovative platform to support implementation of sustainable forest management. Ladies and gentlemen, at these sections, you will be presented FAO's flagship publication, The State of the World's Forest, the SOFU. In its 2014 edition, SOFU focuses on the socioeconomic benefits derived from forests. It is impressive to see how forests contribute to basic needs and rural livelihoods. For example, it provides fire for cooking one-third of the mankind. Forests are also a carbon sink and preserve biodiversity. This is just one example of the importance of forests. Let me say this clearly. We cannot ensure food security or sustainable development without preserving and using forest resources responsibly. I am also pleased to announce that FAO has just launched the first ever publication on the state of the forest, world's forest genetic resource. FAO prepared this document at the request of the Committee on Genetic Resource. It's one more example of how we are working to provide you with comprehensive information to better understand the current state of forests, the challenge of preservation, and the opportunities for sustainable use. We sincerely thank you for your contribution to this report, and you can count on our support to implement the action plan that will follow. Ladies and gentlemen, let me add that addressing climate change is a top priority for FAO. This is not only a problem for tomorrow, but also a reality that we must face today. We are already feeling the impacts of climate change, for example, in rise temperature, change in rain patterns, and the increase in frequency and violence of extreme weather events. At the same time, the world's rural poor is among the most vulnerable populations because they have fewer coping mechanisms and usually live and produce in already marginal areas. FAO is committed to helping countries increase the sustainability of food system and reach the Red Plus objectives. We encourage you to pull together to reach an inclusive agreement. I also wish to acknowledge member countries' continued strong commitment and support to the 6 Regional Forestry Commission and the statutory board Silva Mediterranea. And let me remind you that the next World Forest Congress that will be held in Africa for the first time will take place in South Africa in September 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, as I have said before, FAO is calling to be a knowledge organization with its feet on the ground. This means not only being a center of excellence in matters relating to food security, forestry, fisheries, livestock, and agriculture, but also applying this knowledge to support country reach concrete results. This is not a one-way process. At the same time that we take knowledge to countries, we also learn from them what we see on the ground and bring this back to the global level to help we with the normative analysis. Technical commissions such as COFU are part of this symbiosis. The discussion of latest development in forestry, the challenge the sector faces, the exchange of ideas and experience that take place in COPU help oxygenate FAO and improve our work. It is in this spirit that I wish you a productive COFU and a successful World Forest Week. Thank you for your attention.